Over the past couple of years, when preparing devotionals for the radio, I have made a conscious effort to avoid referencing current events. I have tried to stay away from hot topic incidents. I have purposefully endeavored to stay mainly focused on the Bible, and I will continue to do so. However, this morning I'm going to make an exception. The recent assassination of Charlie Kirk, CEO and founder of Turning Point USA, has really made an impact on me. Now, of course, I did not know Charlie Kirk personally, and I wasn't especially well-versed in the Turning Point movement. However, over the last few days, I have watched several video clips of Charlie Kirk at various locations, where he discussed Christian faith with hundreds, if not thousands, of young people. Typically, this was done on various college campuses around the country. What struck me the most was Charlie Kirk's willingness to have real, open, and calm discussion with people who may have disagreed with him about politics and especially his faith. I think there is a lot we can learn from that approach. Friends, we often hear the term agree to disagree. We often see and often hear this term agree to disagree on various social media outlets such as Facebook. However, it appears very few people, sadly entirely too few of people, actually genuinely utilize this attitude. I've seen a meme on Facebook also on more than one occasion that says, quote, "People don't want to hear your opinion, they want to hear their opinion coming out of your mouth." I tend to agree with that assessment of many people. Friends, do we really want to hear and appreciate other people's opinions? Do we honestly want open exchange of ideas? Brethren, are we hesitant or perhaps inhibited to discuss our faith with others? You know, the Bible says in Isaiah 1:18, it says, "Come now and let us reason together." In the book of Proverbs, in three separate places, we are given these wise words, "In the multitude of counselors, there is safety." In Ephesians 4:15, the Apostle Paul offers great advice when he said, "By speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head, that is, Christ." Brethren, friends, anyone listening this morning, let us speak the truth, but let us do so in an attitude of love. Yes, we should stand up for our faith. Yes, we should stand up for Jesus Christ. We should be outspoken if the situation necessitates. But let us do so in love. Brethren, I firmly believe that we as a people, we as a nation, dare I say as the body of Christ, are in desperate need of a spirit of cooperation and mutual respect. In Jesus' name, amen.